Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Sunday, October 8th, 2023. Today he is again reminding us to honour ourselves because we are totally worthy of honour. You are utterly and completely worthy to rest always in God's presence. Humanity is on a roll. Yes, humanity is awakening very rapidly indeed now, and this is not by any means the first time I have told you this. However, you have now veritably had enough of the illusory unreality of separation from Source, and you have chosen to awaken back into the reality from which you have never for even an instant been separated. Your unawareness of your true nature is coming to an end as your amnesia, one of the unavoidable aspects of the illusory state, is dissolving, allowing you to know yourselves once more as you truly are, while at the same time remaining in human form for a little longer as you assist the human collective to fully engage with the awakening process. As a human in form, to be awakened to life can be quite delightful, so continue resetting your daily intent to be only loving whatever arises, and trust that Mother Father God's plan is unfolding precisely as she intends. You are most dearly loved in every moment of your existence, and any sense of unworthiness, inadequacy, or, God forbid, sinfulness that you may feel arising within you is completely invalid. You are utterly and completely worthy to rest always in God's presence, as you are doing in every moment, and without interruption. Love never ignores or dismisses, it always and only welcomes. Love is the life force that empowers your bodies. It is eternal, it is everlasting, it is who you truly are. While, as you well understand, your bodies are very temporary conveyances to enable you to experience life in form as physical beings, seemingly separate from one another, you are presently incarnate because you have chosen to participate so lovingly and courageously in the awakening process. You are all doing magnificent work, so do not concern yourselves with the lack of positive feedback. The energy of love that you are each sharing and extending is having an enormous effect worldwide. Visit some of the true and genuine non-mainstream websites reporting on the many beautiful things that are occurring, very much as a result of those many positively participating in the collective awakening process, and realize that your daily resetting of your intent to be only loving is an absolutely essential and irreplaceable aspect of this process. Honor and trust yourselves, knowing, as you do deep within yourselves, that you are all perfect divine creations of Mother, Father, God, powerfully demonstrating in every moment your deep and intense love for God and for humanity. All are one. As a collective, humanity cannot fail to awaken. Humanity's awakening is inevitable because it is your collective intent and God's that you do so. However, many individuals are using their free will and choosing to delay their awakening because they have totally accepted their ego's fear-driven beliefs telling them that the material environment is the only reality. They also believe that it is a place in which they have to be constantly on the alert, either to avoid or prevent life-threatening situations from developing that could injure or kill them. They will even attack others who are offering absolutely no threat in case those others are either deceiving them or might change their minds. People in such an intense state of fear, which they do their best to hide by putting on a mask of strength and invincibility, have not yet become aware of the enormous power of love and so dismiss it as weakness and foolishness. But love is all, and therefore these ones will, at the moment of their inevitable free will choice to do so, finally allow themselves to find within themselves an intense spark of love that will lead them out of fear. No one can possibly be lost or abandoned, as all are eternal beings, and your loving intents, which you so beautifully reset at least once daily, are most definitely seeping through the blocks and barriers which these fearful ones have constructed within themselves in order to protect themselves from, as they see it, the weakness of love. However, it is their defences that are weak, and they will collapse. So remind yourselves frequently that your true and only nature is love, and just by doing that you invite it into your hearts and then allow it to flow through you with total freedom to engage and interact with everyone you ever bring to mind for even the briefest of moments. Just by being, you are sharing and spreading love so that it may penetrate and dissolve the barriers that the fearful ones have constructed around themselves. Truly, these fearful ones desperately want only to be loved. However, at some point in their human lives, they have been very badly traumatized and have come to believe themselves to be utterly unlovable. With a belief like that, even though it is deeply buried below their level of conscious awareness, it concocts within them a deeply felt need for anger, hatred, and resentment, which they then project onto others. This gives them a brief sense of satisfaction as they see others suffering, the same suffering that they are refusing to acknowledge within themselves. These people need your love, so do not withhold it from them as they do from others. It does not and cannot bring them any lasting peace or satisfaction, whereas your loving intentions can and do. You who are reading or listening to this or other similar messages are most definitely following the paths you planned for yourselves with divine guidance before your present incarnations. Trust yourselves and your intuition, because that divine guidance is with you in every moment. If you do just that, and you do it by just being even more effectively than by any other kind of loving work in which you choose to engage, you will bring great comfort to all with whom you interact in even the slightest way, and you will enormously assist those horribly traumatized ones who live in a state of almost constant but utterly and completely invalid self-hatred and fear. You are each love incarnate, as you well know, and by honoring and trusting yourselves, just by being yourselves, you are filling your Divine Mother with joy, and you truly are also most magnificently fulfilling your pre-planned earthly tasks of assisting in humanity's inevitable collective awakening. And, of course, you too will awaken, and with unmitigated amazement, into the wonder and realization of who you truly are. Your loving brother, Jesus.